Hi, good afternoon. I thought that we had a good team win yesterday. I thought that the guys played hard and we made the plays when we had to. Our goal was to finish the week 1-0, and we got that accomplished. And now we have the same goal for this week, and that's to finish this week 1-0. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, could you talk about the blocking of Gabe Kareemi, Levine Toyolo, and DeMarco out of the big formation yesterday?
Well, I thought we did a very good job. We had a good plan, the coaching staff, in terms of how we were going to run the football. It's probably one of our most efficient run games that we've had this season. We got Steven rolling. We wanted to do it with bigger bodies in the game. It was not a thought of trying to spread them out. It was more about putting some big bodies in there and winning the line of scrimmage. And I thought we did a very good job. The guys that you mentioned are an integral part to the success that we had in running the ball yesterday.
The games you all have run the ball for over 100 yards, 3-1, is that something you all can build on moving forward?
Well, I really believe if you can stop the run on the other side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball, and keep the games close, you're going to have a better opportunity to run the ball offensively. You want to win the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. And yes, we it's key for us to get ahead of the sticks to make sure that we are, that we're able to run the ball efficiently. And we were much more efficient on first down than we have been in the previous games.
Yeah, in charting that, it looks like there was a mixed play calling on first down to get some things going for you.
Yes, of course. You can't always go out there and just run the ball on first down. You've got to have balance. You want to really be balanced on first and 10. I think all offenses strive to do that. They want to be a balanced team on first and 10, because when you start getting into the other down and distances, it's pretty standard how it's going to be skewed one way or another.
Mike, you talked about stopping the run. Can you talk a little bit about the roles of the two big free agent signings, Solia and Jackson, what you saw from them yesterday? I know they didn't play a ton of snaps, but what you saw from them as opposed to maybe in the first half of the season?
Well, we've gotten steadily better against the run. Yesterday, they rushed for 93 yards, but 40 of those yards were quarterback scrambles. We didn't do a good job with our rush lanes. We were putting lots of pressure on the quarterback, but our numbers have been going down. We're really not where we wanted to be at the beginning of the season, and we've slowly started to play better. And it's a group effort. It starts with being able to occupy blockers with your front, and then having the linebackers and the safeties making sure that they fit it well. But it's good to see us play the run much better here, especially the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Talk a little bit about Bierman. It seemed like he had a pretty productive game.
Croy probably had his most productive game of this season. Of course, any time that when we win, we have players that are recognized, and he was one of the players that was recognized with his performance. Not only against the run, he set the edge a couple of times and didn't allow the ball to get outside. He put some pressure on the quarterback. He had a nice sack there in the fourth quarter. And it's very important. If you're going to get sacks, you want to get them in the fourth quarter of games. You don't remember about the sacks that happened in the first quarter of games. When you get them in the fourth quarter, and especially in the last 3 or 4 minutes, the clock's going to continue to run. There's a lot of positives from getting the sacks in the fourth quarter.
Coach, how important was it to have fewer penalties and to take advantage of the penalties that they had?
It was very good to be able to put the penalty report up with the players today and talk about some of the importance of playing smart football. When we did have a penalty, we weren't able to overcome it. We had, early in the game, the second drive, we had a holding penalty. The drive stalled down. Then we had the ball first and 10 on the 10-yard line. We had a penalty, legal procedure, and then we ended up having a sack, and we ended up having a drop ball, and we ended up having to kick a field goal. But The great thing about us yesterday was we only had five penalties, none in the fourth quarter. You want to make sure that you limit those in the fourth quarter, and we had none on third down. And those are things that you really try to focus on with your players.
Mike, part of the losing streak was losing leads late in games, and in the fourth quarter yesterday, as the game flips to the fourth quarter, the Buccaneers take the lead. I don't know if there was a sense of kind of here we go again, but what kind of was done differently this week that you were able to give a counterpunch and get a lead back late in the game that you weren't able to do in previous weeks?
Well, our playmakers made some plays. I thought we responded, we came back, we scored, and then we also had the 2-point conversion to get us where we needed to be. And it's really about making plays. I thought that it was a group effort. I thought offense, defense, and special teams stepped up at different points in the game. Unfortunately, we had the long punt return that put us on a short field and put the defense in a bad place. But we all stepped up and we made plays there in the fourth quarter of the game. We had the two turnovers that were big turnovers. The Dwight Lowry interception was a fantastic individual effort, and it was a big play in the ball game.
Coach, tonight, will you allow yourself to just sit back on the sofa and watch, or do you take notes? Do you have some sort of special film you watch?
Oh, gosh. No, we'll probably catch the end of the game. We'll be working here late tonight. When it's a Monday night game, you get a lot more productivity from watching the game tape, and we'll catch up on that game tomorrow. As soon as it's over, it'll be in the system. We'll have it within an hour, and when we get an opportunity to watch it first thing in the morning, we will. But we're not big TV watchers of games. We more like the All-22.
I know the mantra is to turn the page, but are you kind of looking forward to getting on the field Wednesday with these guys after snapping it and winning the game on Sunday? Do you expect sort of a little more balance and maybe the pace actually is a little bit quicker after a win?
Chris, we've been working extremely hard all season long. We just haven't been able to take it to the field. We've not really come off the field and felt like, man, that was a bad practice or that was a tough one. I think we've got a mindset that we know where we're at right now, and the thing we can control is our preparation for the Carolina Panthers, and they'll come out and we'll put together the game plan and do it like we normally do. And I know we'll be excited about another division game. We would like to continue playing with some confidence and playing with the efficiency that we played with last week.
You notice maybe the time off with the bye week. I know the problems you guys talked about were maybe guys trying to do too much during the slide, but that kind of alleviated that, and you saw guys playing looser yesterday.
I thought that the coaches and the players did a really good job yesterday in terms of the game plan. We were fresh. I thought that the bye week came at a good time for the players. We got some guys healthier. We had a couple of guys that didn't get as many snaps as they normally would get because they were still a little bit banged up. But we're hoping that they'll be ready to go this week. Last week we probably was stated we didn't want to have a bye week. We wanted to get back out there and play and compete. And we fought through that. That week is as a group and as an organization, and we're very fortunate to come away with the win this past week and finish the game off the way we know we're capable of finishing.
Coach, now the season's gone, is it crazy to even talk to your players about the idea that with a win next week and a loss by the Orange, you could take over first place in the division?
We can't concern ourselves with what other teams are doing. We know what we've done thus far, and it's not to the standards that we want. We can't change that, but the thing that we can control is we can control being 1-0 this week, and I think that is our mantra at this point in time, is we can't concern ourselves with anything about what we can do today. And then when the day's done, we move on to the next day. And that's how we've tried to approach last week, and that's how we'll approach it again this week.
Is that difficult, Coach, with young players, not to have them look ahead?
I think they're hearing it not only from me, but from the coaching staff and from some of our mentors in our locker room. They understand that the thing we only control right now is our next our effort and how we're going to attack our next opponent. We can't worry about what other teams are doing. I think through the first 10 weeks of the season, we see that there's you never know what's going to happen. You know, the old adage of on any given Sunday, probably more so this year than any other year that I've been in the NFL.
Was there a conscious decision, Mike, defensively? I don't know if the word is to be more aggressive or not. I know matchups matter, obviously. What was yesterday different looking in terms of how you went after it?
I thought that the defensive staff put together a very good plan in terms of how we wanted to attack Tampa Bay's offense. And I thought it was executed fairly efficiently for the most part. You know, we gave up some explosive plays. We gave up three explosive passes. And the difference in the game yesterday is those drives in which there were explosive plays, we created turnovers, and we didn't give up points on those. And that's something that usually doesn't happen, you know, when you start talking about the percentages. So we did a very good job. I thought we were attacking on defense, and that was you know, that was a key to, you know, to the ball game on the defensive side.
Coach, the pass rush, the 4 and 11 were season highs. That's a job. Keep grinding. We've been talking about pass rush all year.
Yes, we have, and I thought we did a very good job of getting on edges of blockers. There were a number of opportunities. We had the 4 sacks and the 11 hits, but we left, you know, we left some meat on the bone, so to speak. There were other opportunities, and we have to continue to improve in the area of rushing the quarterback. One of the things that happens sometimes when you are rushing the quarterback, you've got to be good with your lane integrity, as we saw yesterday. As I already mentioned, the 40 of the 90. Plus yards that we gave up where the quarterback scrambles. So that's an area that we've got to, you know, that we've got to concern ourselves with. But it was good to see the pressure that we were able to apply on the quarterback yesterday.
Was Massaquoi the one of the guys that snapped? Yeah, I know y'all want to try to play him more, but
yes. Again, we had some guys, not going to talk about specific guys, but we had some guys that were, as you guys follow on, you know, that were banged up a little bit coming off of the bye week, and we wanted to put the best guys that we possibly could and the healthiest guys out there. You know, Jonathan has done some really good things over the last couple of weeks, and we look forward to him having improving health and getting an opportunity to get back out there and play more than he played this past week.
Coach, what do you say about those two undrafted guys stepping in into offensive line, Schrader and Stone, and having solid games?
Yeah, I think James Stone is a very interesting guy in terms of watching his development through the off season in May and June, him earning a roster spot, and then the way that he's played. The center position is probably the most cerebral position of all the positions on the offensive line. And he stepped in, and I think he's improved every time he's gone out there. And of course, Ryan Schrader is another really good story in terms of talking about resiliency. At the beginning of the season, he was not someone that we were counting on, but we had him on our 53-man roster, and he's hung strong with his attitude, and he's done a very good job, and now he's had an opportunity to go in there and play. And the one thing about Ryan is he's a battler, and he's an athletic guy that can recover from being in a bad position. And he's an athletic guy, and he's a tough guy. But it's a different looking group than what we started the season with, and we know that they're going to continue to get better. And we felt like that there was improvement this week from the previous week.
I'm sorry.
You know, there was a defensive lineman that we felt like that we had to slow down, and I thought that we did a very good job. I don't know the exact numbers, but I did not feel like he was a guy that disrupted like he is capable of doing. And I think a lot of that had to do with the play of our center and two guards.
Coach, how much are you guys emphasizing drops so that you guys don't leave points off the board?
Gosh, it's been a an issue in a couple of games, and as I mentioned, that sequence where we had first and 10 on the 10, and then it starts off with a illegal procedure penalty, then a sack, and then we get in the third and 19, we have an opportunity to make a play there in the end zone, and we don't get it done. That's the thing that I think is something that we can really stress with our players. Is we left a lot out there. We got the outcome that we wanted, but we still didn't play up to the ability that we know that we're capable of playing. And I think those guys know that leaving out here from their meetings this morning. We had meetings earlier today on a Victory Monday.
Mike, it looked like on TV, maybe because it's undrafted guys, there looked to be kind of early in the game, maybe a couple of your offensive linemen kind of gave a shove to a couple of guys who were maybe talking and doing a little bit of woofing. It kind of looked pretty good that those guys, I thought visually coming through the TV, that there were moments of, we're not taking it today. I mean, I don't know if it looked like that on film, but there seemed to be a few of those, nothing dumb, no penalties, but just if a guy wants to bump somebody, give him one back. Was that sort of that group testing?
Well, I think that when you're, when you're an undrafted guy and all that, you're gonna get tested, and we knew coming into this game that there was going to be some extra motivation from the game that we played back here on Thursday night, and it felt that way in pregame warm up. You can get those feels sometimes. It didn't feel like it was two teams that weren't playing the type of football that you anticipated. It was two teams that were very focused. I think Lovey had his team focused to go out and play. And I'm sure he had the guys ready to go, and our guys were ready, and nobody was backing down. I think there was a line drawn in the sand, and we weren't going to let them step over it, and they were trying to do the same thing. It's a typical AFC South game that maybe some people thought didn't have a whole lot of bearing on what was going on, but for the two teams, it was very important. On different situations, yes. Drew Davis, we got him through the his first week, and I thought he went through it very well. He's close to a full load, and it'll be interesting to see how he plays this week. And then, of course, there's a return to play from the designated IR list, but there's also a couple of weeks that you have to go through before you can get William back on the field. So we're still a few weeks away. William is progressing well, and we're anticipating and looking forward to getting him back on the field with us as soon as he can.
That 5-2, right?
I think it might be 6-2. Yep. And then I believe that is correct. It's 6, and then he's got to go 2 weeks before you can activate him, and it's an 8 total. So we should be able to start working him here very soon, and he's still a few weeks away from being eligible to go out and participate in a game.
Coach, you also get a win on the road this week. You have to go out on the road again next week. I don't know if you can bottle anything that you did this week and kind of repeat it over again, but obviously it's going to be a tough challenge to win back-to-back road games.
Yes, playing on the road is tough. It was good to have some success this past week. Carolina plays tonight, Monday night game. They're going to be on a short week. They're playing on the road, so those are things that'll all be in play. But anytime the Panthers with our proximity, anytime we get together. It's usually a dang barn burner, and I anticipate it will be. We're looking forward to, trying to continue playing well in our division, because that's, we know in the long haul, that's what we've got to do. We've got to take care of our division first.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.